Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's broadcast. This is episode 68, and you're listening to These Be Perilous Times, where we seek to understand not only the signs of the times, but how we must respond to the things which must soon take place. This morning, I'm here getting us started this morning, and Rabbi John Wesley is actually on a break this morning. What we want to do is just go ahead and give a recap of last week's episode and just really kind of have something for us to chew as we get ready for our next coming episode next week. But for those of you who are listening, I'll go ahead and get started as we usually do, and then we will go ahead with our episode recap. So, Father, right now, in the name of Yahushua, we come before you. We thank you so much for who you are. We thank you right now that you are a good God. You are a good Father who not only desires to provide for us, but you desire to protect us and keep us in peace. And even though we may go through the midst of trying times, Father, that you prepare us and you lead us and you take us through by the hand and allow us to step within your footsteps. And so, Father, even as we continue this discussion of the perilous times that we face, Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you are our protector and that you continue to strengthen us and guide us. And so today we just give you thanks, Father, as we recap last week's episode. We just give you thanks, Father, for what you're doing and how you're working in our midst. And we give you thanks in Yahushua's name. Amen. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and go to our before Torah study blessing with Pastor Doug.
Baruch atah Yahuwah, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu b'mitzvotav, itzanu la'asot b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, our Yah, King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to engross ourselves in the words of the Torah. Eres bendecido, Yahuwah, nuestro Dios, Rey del Universo, quien nos santificó con sus mandamientos y nos ordenó absorbernos en las palabras de la Torah.
Amen. If you remember last week, episode 67, we began a discussion off of three main scriptures and then began to discuss another fourth one as we kind of went into a second topic. But the main overarching theme was Yah's training through trials. And I know oftentimes when the topic of trials comes up, it's not a very comfortable conversation because we're like, Lord, is there any other way we can learn and any other way we can grow and any other way we can achieve our goal without having to have trials? And we know even Yahushua himself had his own garden experience asking for the Father to take the cup from him, but knowing that he needed to continue to submit and commit himself to the perfect plan by the Father. Last week, we started with Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And as we went through that scripture, we understood that there was a purpose to the troubles and the trials and tribulations. I'm going to go ahead and read this again, starting with verse 1, Romans chapter 5. And I'm going to go to verse 5, putting specific emphasis on verses 3 and 4 here. But it says this, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, I want to go ahead and real quick and jump to the Amplified of verse 3 and 4, just so we can highlight that main aspect that we're looking at here, and we'll continue with our recap today. But verse 3, it says this in the Amplified, Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. Now, what stands out to me, I didn't read verse 4, but I do want to stop here. What stands out to me is that there is a product, an end goal that we're looking for. An end goal that is the perfecting of ourselves, perfecting of our souls. And as soon as I saw the word pressure, it reminded me of how pressure makes coal into diamonds. And one of the things, one of the diamonds or one of the jewels or the gems that we're looking for to be produced, especially in difficult times, is a patient and unswerving endurance. But both of those are ingredients, going back to what we've discussed in past weeks, for that trusting relationship with the Father. I'm going to read verse 4 real quick in the Amplified here. And endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Now, both those last two ingredients as well, very key components. We talked about hope, and we have scriptures that tell us hope does not disappoint. You know, we just read that. But we want to make sure that we have the hope, and the purpose of the hope is to make sure that we are connected and trusting in our relationship with God. Now, this week, one of the things that I was studying, I had a Bible study this week that said, you know, we can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, but there's another level, and that relationship is intensified in terms of intimacy. And so we're wanting to make sure that in our difficult times, we're producing an intimate, trusting relationship with the Father, which results in patience and endurance as we trust in Him, as our character is perfected. Now, that was one of the key things Rabbi had mentioned last week. We have to go through training to mature and allow patience to manifest. And it's a training of our emotions. Okay, we have to understand that pressure and affliction and the hardship produce quality of byproduct of patience and endurance. Now, we also have another sister scripture that sounds very similar with James chapter 1. Verses 1 through 3, I'm just going to go ahead and get to the highlight of this one. It says, count it all joy when you have various trials and temptations, perfecting our faith. And again, that faith is, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And we understand that this is also part of that aspect of having that trust relationship with the Father. We have to be assured and understand that the trial and proving of our faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. That's how it's also said, amplified of that scripture. Now, as we continue to discuss training through trials, we have no better example than Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 10, where we see Yeshua, after his immersion, going through the trials of the wilderness and being tempted by the enemy. And, of course, the very thing the enemy tempted was that word. If you be the Son of God. He said this a few times actually. And he was trying to get him to react and to respond based on emotion and also based on his fatigue and maybe trying to see how patient he really was. But notice the enemy will try to test your patience and test your endurance. But every time Yeshua, using scripture, was elevated from one place to another, he used the scripture to allow it to, again, promote him. So this was the training. This was the spiritual maturity of character that even we see Yeshua going through in the wilderness. These are all good examples, especially as we see more pressure, social pressure, and the current events and the time of today. We're seeing ourselves and our own trust in God being tempted or tested by the enemy. You know, saying, well, you know, if God said this, then why don't you do this? But we have to be careful not to be tempted of the enemy to go outside of God's will or God's plan. But as I mentioned in our intro, we have to make sure that we allow God to lead us by the hand and order our steps. He wants to train us. He is a good Father. And he wants to make sure that we are not only well prepared, but that we are that we have the provisions for our journey so that we can be overcomers and succeed in every way. So as we kind of just conclude this week's with a key point wrap up and a recap here, I want us to be mindful as we go through this week that we need to look for the end product, knowing that we need to be more patient. The enemy will try to test us with different things. You know, I used to say, you know, how do we get more fruit of the Spirit? And oftentimes it's by having to be tested in those areas. If we want to be patient, we're going to have to go through periods of times that will test our patience. If we want endurance, we will have to be like the Olympic track and field runners, and we have to test that endurance and push it forward. But it's always easier when we have a goal and we have the prize, if you will, in mind. Not that we're goal or prize oriented only, because we do know that we want to run this race, understanding the rewards of the kingdom. But we have to understand that there's also an aspect of our gratitude towards the Father for giving his Son for us. You know, it's like, what else can I give but give my life to you? And so we have to have that perspective as well. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this reminder of training through trials and giving some purpose and giving some understanding to the different things that we go through. When we see them, we are to reorient ourselves and say, what is this testing and what fruit can I produce from it? It's easier said than done, Father, but I know that you are a Father who doesn't just give us arbitrary things just to vex us or to get us out of sorts, but you have a purpose in mind. And so what we're saying and what we're realizing is that we have to reorient our reactions to things to understand what is the purpose of what we're going through right now. So, Father, right now we submit to you, we yield to you, and we thank you, Father, for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being our God, in Yahushua's name. Amen. I want to thank you even for joining in for this short broadcast this morning. This, of course, is a weekly broadcast. These Will Be Perilous Times. We're glad that you've taken time to just join and connect this week. And usually I'm joined with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, but he has the day off today. We encourage you to study these things as Bereans and see if the things that we're discussing bear witness with the Spirit, to see if they bear witness with the Spirit of truth. And again, this is an outreach of our congregation, Congregation Beth Hashem of Durham, North Carolina. If you have any questions or would like to receive our weekly newsletter or simply desire to leave an encouraging word, please email us. Reach out to us. Let us know that you're listening. Let us know what you think. You can email us at office@bethhashem.org. That's office@bethhashem.org. To find out more about us, visit our website at www.bethhashem.org, and that's BETHHASHEM.org. You can find out more about us on Facebook, facebook.com/Beth Hashem Ministries. It's all one word, lowercase, facebook.com/Beth Hashem Ministries. If you like a deeper understanding of the Hebraic roots of our faith, our college, the Chicago University of Learning, offers courses in Messianic Apologetics and Biblical Jewish Studies at courses.bethhashem.org. You can view our course catalog there and find out more about us. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry and make a donation to the work that we're doing here, you can make a contribution via Cash App, and you can do that on your mobile phone by visiting website www.cash.app. That's cash.app/$BethHashem. At this time, we're going to go ahead and close our mini broadcast today with our After Torah Study blessing with Pastor Doug.
Baruch Ata Yehuah Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu Toret Emet V'chaye Olam Nata Bikokenu Baruch Ata Yehuah Noten HaTorah. Blessed are you, Yehuah, our Yah, King of the Universe, who gave us the Torah of Truth and set everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you, Yehuah, Giver of the Torah. Eres bendecido, Yahuwah, nuestro Dios, Rey del Universo. No has dado la Torah de la verdad y poner vida eterna en medio de nosotros. Se bendiga, Yahuwah, dador de la Torah.
Amen. And at this time, I will go ahead and read the blessing for you this morning, coming from Numbers chapter 6, starting with verse 24. It says, the Lord bless you, Yahuwah bless you and keep you. Yahuwah make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Yahuwah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of our Messiah Yahushua. And you go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Shalom, shalom.